that the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire. In his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and in fulfillment of his vow. And he felt her fingers wrap around the knotted roof and pull his body upwards to a sea-green mossy boulder. And he dragged his weary shit eyes up the mountain. And he climbed so slowly. He climbed so slowly ahead. The crack of thunder and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal slump that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Whoa, the sacred creed will be yours. If you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to the hour, and yours to seize and to obey. His head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light. When he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly. He spoke so slowly, he said. I know why you come here, and I help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that our knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa, the sacred greed will be yours. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour.